It was a miracle drug. However, Dr. Alexander Fleming's discovery was far from an immediate success, as the world's supply could be used up on just one patient. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say, but at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
It was September 28th, 1928, and Dr. Alexander Fleming had just stumbled upon something with great promise.
It was quite accidental. Fleming was researching human pathogenic bacteria, and he left a plate out over a weekend. A fungus happened to fly into the edge of it, and when he saw the killing of the bacteria, he understood that this was an antibiotic.
Steven Peterson is a research microbiologist for the United States Department of Agriculture. He says Fleming's discovery in 1928 was just the very beginning of a long development process.
It was 10 years later, just prior to the start of World War II, when a research group at Oxford took up the challenge of isolating penicillium, because when Fleming, every time he tried to isolate penicillin, poof, it had disappeared.
The Oxford team was able to produce penicillin and administer it to a handful of select patients.
People that were being tested because of medical ethics, they wouldn't allow them to test penicillin until a person was within hours of death.
It would seem that route would produce few results. Instead, it showed what a miracle the antibiotic was, but also how little they had of it.
A policeman in London was treated. He was expected to die within hours. They brought in the penicillin, started treating him. He recovered. He was up and about. But then the entire world's supply of penicillin was gone. The infection was not cured. The man relapsed and died.
Penicillin worked, but they needed to find a way to produce much, much more. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Peoria, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.